Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. Hey, Deontay Johnson. That was one of the more curious signings by the Texans, just based on his history with, you know, the three teams that he played for in the previous 10 months. But
this is some. These are some interesting clips.
Yeah. I'm going to skip over the QB1 stuff in Cleveland just to make sure we get to Deontay Johnson. So Deontay Johnson, get wide receiver with the Steelers, who had some. He had a couple good years with the Steelers. But what very mercurial, very, I mean, a head case. And there's a reason they traded him to the Carolina Panthers. So they trade him to Carolina. It's not working in Carolina. He's got like one, he had like one good game for half a season in Carolina. So he gets sent to the Baltimore Ravens at the trade deadline. The Ravens, and I remember Texan fans up in arms about this. Oh my God, we need a receiver. I think it was right around the time Diggs tore his ACL. Oh my God, Deontay Johnson, he had 1,000 yards a year ago, blah, blah, blah. So he gets traded to Baltimore, doesn't get into the rotation right away, and then just says, I checked out in Baltimore.
Baltimore, that was a tough situation for me. Like I love the players and stuff, like I love the organization, but it just wasn't for me. Like just going in, like I checked out mentally when I
and
got
that's
there.
Yeah.
I just like felt
you said,
like
it's
won.
A mental game.
I wasn't getting used, like, you know what I'm saying? And the, not, I wouldn't say, like, used as being selfish, like, just be feeling a part of the
a team.
The, yeah, right. Yeah. I just checked out, and then some of that one game, I told him I wasn't going in.
Can you want to talk about that?
Yes. We can.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. We've got that. We got him talking about that. We got him talking about his time in Houston, so stay tuned.
Yeah. That was, Boy, talk about not understanding the assignment, you know? Like, just, man, all right, yes. There's already a little bit of a side eye about you, and all right, what's the deal with Deontay Johnson? Mm-hmm. And you go, and because you're not being used the way that you're comfortable with, that you just mentally check out.
Yeah, checked out.
It's, it's hard to, I'll tell you what, honestly, it's hard to get mentally checked out within a football game, I think. It's like there's a lot of fun and exciting stuff going on.
Yeah.
You just just try to stay focused, man. All right?
Yeah, man. It's a little sad, but whatever. So here is thank you for the tease. This is, by the way, from the Sports and Suits podcast. So big ups to the host of that podcast giving us the tease. You want to talk about that? Sure, let's talk about it. The time where Deontay Johnson said, "Nope, I don't want to go into a game."
I wasn't getting into, like, no run plays, no, like, passing plays, no nothing.
Wasn't it cold as you said?
Yeah, it was cold. So I'm on the sideline, just standing there, like, just going to the heater back and forth, like, just waiting to hear my name called.
Yeah.
So fourth, like, end of third, going into the fourth or whatever. They're like, Tay, we need you. I'm like, nah, I don't think it's a – to me, I don't think it's a good idea for me, like, because like I was thinking about like my legs, I'm already – I don't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film.
Right.
And it's not like I didn't want to go in the game, but you got to think like leading up to this point, I done been through so much. And
like you said, man, you were kind of checked
out.
Yeah,
I checked out mentally. I was like, whatever happens, happens. Like I was just rolling with the punches at that time. So I told him I wasn't going in. I was like, I understand what you're saying, like, but I'm not going to go in. So I just sat on the bench. And then that's when they suspended me.
Why? Just because you chose not to do your job?
Refused to do my job. Yeah.
Did a wildcat strike in the middle of the
game. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a wildcat strike. That's what it was. Holy cow.
Hi, man. I don't. Did you watch the whole interview? Was this guy that. I would have a hard time sitting through that. I wouldn't have just, you know, yelled at him or anything, but I would have had to, be like, dude, come on, man.
No,
like,
this.
You realize that's not normal,
no,
right?
No, from the I only saw this 3-minute clip, and they go straight from what he just said into what we're about to play. So there is no this. If anything, this podcast host was feeding it You know what I mean?
What
like,
is up with these guys in Pittsburgh, man?
Dude.
They come out of Pittsburgh is to wide receivers what Green Bay is to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It turns them crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he said, I don't want to put that on film, he's not even self-aware to know that that's something you're not supposed to say out loud. And like that you just like, yeah, all right, I made a business decision, which is a sketchy business decision to begin with.
Yeah.
But then that right out, like, oh, hey, you know, Deontay's got to worry about Deontay's film. And my film's got to be pristine.
Dude.
So do what? You refuse to go into the game. How's that going to look on your resume?
It's incredible. It is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard an athlete say. I refuse to go in the game because I don't want to put bad film out there. Like, dude, you know what the greater sin is here. It's not the bad film. It's quitting on your team.
Right.
It's crazy.
And also allowing yourself to get to a point where you didn't feel physically ready to go in.
Yeah.
You know, like you're just
you didn't stay warm.
Somehow. You're Goldilocks or something.
Yeah.
You just need these conditions just right.
Okay, so how does a guy like this wind up in Houston? Fair point. Here is Deontay Johnson talking about his time, brief time, as a Houston Texan.
And then I went to Houston. Things was going smooth. I thought I was going to be like the way they made it seem like I was going to be playing a lot, like
right,
just oh we want you to learn this. So I'm learning. I learned the playbook so fast, and then come game time, I'm getting like they putting the younger guys in, but I understand it's the guys they drafted, so I got to wait my turn. But it's like, dang! But y'all was telling me
that
I'm
going to
get
the
this
guy.
Dude. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I checked out mentally. I just went. It was bad timing. Checked out mentally. Talked to head coach right after the game. Like, I wasn't trying to wait. Had a drug test. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to talk to the head coach. And after that, they said I was a distraction. And they released me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been home ever since. And I was just hoping that I got something. There's something. And
yeah.
Cleveland called. And I was thankful. That was the only team that called, really, the whole offseason.
Oh, there's a shock. The only team that called him all offseason was the ratchet-ass Cleveland Browns.
Wow. Man, I don't know if I've ever heard a guy do such a bad job. I'm guessing trying to change the PR on him a little bit or something.
He
but
justified it.
I don't know. He wasn't outright playing the victim there, but it felt a little bit like he was. Yeah, well, he was somehow confused. He admitted twice to checking out three times, right? To checking out mentally in the middle of football games.
Yeah.
And expressed seemingly no remorse about it whatsoever. More so that he was the victim and not being used the way that he hoped to. After he had just joined the team.
Right. He had just joined the team. And the tone with which he says in the last cut we played about the Texans. Now keep in mind, just to give people context, for those who don't remember, he got signed by the Texans right after Tank Dell got hurt. So they're in a desperate situation. Tank Dell gets his knee wrecked in that Kansas City game, and they bring Deontay Johnson in. Deontay Johnson and Stephon Diggs is out at that point, too. They play Baltimore on Christmas Day. Deontay Johnson is inactive for that game. So that would have been kind of fun if he played against his old team. He was inactive for that game. They play the following week in Week 18, the final game of the year, that Tennessee game where they took everybody out, you know, after the first quarter and a half, everybody that mattered. Deontay Johnson gets in that game. He gets 4 targets, 2 catches, 12 yards in that game. And according to Deontay Johnson, he was kind of mentally checked out, but he was mentally checked in enough to be waiting for DeMeco Ryans in the hallway after the game to find out what the hell's going on. And then go figure, the team releases him, tells him he's a distraction. Go figure, the guy that they just signed probably doesn't know the whole playbook yet. Probably had a few Deontay Johnson plays in there. Who gets 2 catches and is probably not going to be a significant part of any playoff success. Who's approaching the coach after the game is deemed a distraction.
Well, he went. So he played. He played the Chargers game. Got targeted once for one reception.
Oh, did he? Oh, I don't have my. I only have the. I only have the game log for the. For the regular season.
Yeah, so it was actually after the Chargers game that would have happened. He got targeted 4 times in the Tennessee game, as you mentioned. And then, in the Chargers game, he wasn't happy and mentally checked out.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I don't know how many times you... I don't know how many times you get away with just mentally... As a veteran player,
yeah.
Mentally checking out. And the interviewer there is annoying me too because it sounded like he just kind of scoffed at the notion of him being.
Yeah, no, he sounded like he was one of Deontay's buddies in a way. Like, oh, really?
These coaches are so unreasonable with their expectation that you stay mentally checked in for four quarters.
Yeah,
everybody needs a mental health break.
Yeah,
this is D'Amico Ryan's not caring about mental health in my opinion.
Host,
I'm gonna start a hashtag.
The host is like, I just want to let you know you're far from a distraction on this podcast, man. You're doing incredible right now.
You've been delightful. Meanwhile, he's like Deontay's checking his phone. Like, what's that? Oh, no, okay, thank you.
This was the cut that made some headlines, and this was the first one. This was the first real cut that I had seen from this interview. Was he asked Deontay Johnson, keep in mind, Deontay Johnson, who, as he mentioned, is on the Cleveland Browns now. He's trying to make the team. Cleveland Browns have probably one of the most high-profile starting quarterback battles going on right now,
yeah.
Seth. It's definitely the most fun one to watch from afar because they've got two rookies involved. Joe Flacco is back there now. Kenny Pickett is there, who Deontay Johnson played with in Pittsburgh, so he knows Kenny Pickett a little bit. Who's going to be QB1 in Cleveland?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but who you think is going to be the starter? I know we talked about it off camera, but
I mean, who think they're going to roll with Kenny for right now?
So you just had rookie minicamp, right?
Yeah.
You went with them and mm-hmm. did all that stuff. Who looked
I've
the
been
best?
Seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones, and then Joe would come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him just like to see like just coming off the season he was with Philly,
right,
and having a Super Bowl. So I think they're going to stick with him through preseason. And then, you know, they can live with what Joe brings to the table.
Tell me if I'm wrong. You're a former player. Tell me if I'm wrong. If you're a player on a team and there's a big quarterback battle going on, the last thing you should be doing is giving your opinion on who you think the starter is going to be. A. B, you should really avoid doing that if you're a guy who might not even make the team himself.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Okay.
And C, even if you do weigh in on it, don't make it sound like, I mean, I guess they might go with Joe.
He made Flacco sound like trash.
I know. It's like, I mean, they don't really have a lot of actual options, so maybe they'll go with Joe. He probably was trying to stay away from the Dylan Gabriel versus Shedeur Sanders side of it. So I'll give him credit for that. He was saying, I don't know, maybe they'll go with
You think this guy is, we just played four cuts from him. You think he's that cagey?
We're talking about whether he gets a D-minus or a D, Sean.
Okay.
All right.
There.
The one thing I'll say about that real quick about the Browns battle, I think that, you know, people, Shedeur has looked good and done a lot of really good things. There's a lot of positive reports about him.
Yeah.
And, like, people kept track of the stats of the quarterbacks and everything. I think a lot of people are prematurely reading just based on highlights and everything that Shedeur is the favorite. The important thing to remember is that Dylan Gabriel was getting a lot more work with the ones against the ones than Shedeur Sanders was. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know who actually played better or not. But I think that at least so far it looks like the team is giving more opportunities for Dylan Gabriel. It makes sense that he wouldn't look as good going against the number one defense as Shedeur might look. But I'm not who the hell knows.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to act like Shadur's got no chance. I think it's too early to say, oh yeah, based on OTAs and minicamp, Shedeur Sanders is going to be the starter.
This is one of the silliest. I don't want to say silliest interviews I've ever seen because, to your point, Seth, I didn't watch the whole thing. I will tell you, these are some of the silliest excerpts that I've seen a player do. A texter points it out. I love how he admitted to checking out mentally like three different times. I've never seen someone try to justify themselves while making themselves actually look worse in the process.
Yeah, so like you would hate to. It feels like a guy who's been in front of the parole board three times and just doesn't get it.
Right.
Like it still doesn't even understand. Like, all right, dude, just try to fake like you have some regret over murdering those three people.
Yeah.
Like, nope, he gets up there and he's like, I mean, everybody dies sometime, and I just figured, better them than me this point. Like, parole denied.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just, you know, I mentally checked out, it happens. You know what? hey, maybe next time you get up in front of the, let me say something about, like, you know, you realize the error of your ways. No, but that's not true. I just mentally check out sometimes. That's all.
It's the opposite of the of a guy who says, like, hey, man, whatever the team needs from me to win, that's what I'm here to do. And this is a playoff game we're talking about. I'm glad you were looking at the full game log, and I forgot that he had played in the playoff game. The playoff game was Saturday, January 11th. He got released Tuesday, January the 14th. You know how bad you need to be, how bad a football citizen you need to be to play a position of need for a team in the playoffs, to get cut in the middle of the playoffs? Of the playoffs,
it's, yeah, and it's hard to replace that one catch for 1 yard. Yeah, you know, that's a hefty. I wonder what point in the game that came. The I can't remember. I was high. I was really excited for the potential of Deontay Johnson.
I was too. He's a good player.
That was a classic. Let's get the guy in the building type of.
Yes,
move. You know, like that Nick will do, and it, and I'm always all for it.
Do it again. Yes,
if a guy has character issues or what have you, that's what they're doing with Damon.
Damon Arnett.
Damon Arnett is get him in the building. Yes, see how he responds. It's people change sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes they get into the right environment. They're the right age, and all of a sudden you can get some really good. Think about Pac-Man up in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right, Pac-Man, it just wasn't going to work out for him in Tennessee. It was he gets up into a different situation. He's a little bit older, and by and large, his hiccups were relatively minor, and he played a long career.
He did. All right, Payne and Pendergast, if you want to text in, 713-572-4610. Up next, Draymond, don't do this. Don't make me like you, Draymond Green. We've got that for you coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.